your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough, you know, getting on the biggest stage and then, you know, having a couple hiccups. But, you know, adversity is nothing new for me. And I feel like, you know, I'm the same under adversity. You know, I just kind of attack it with calmness and a sharp mind. And I feel like, you know, tough times don't last. So it's a matter of just putting my head down, putting the work in. And I know that, you know, sooner or later, I'm going to come back on top. So it's just a matter of time.
That's Adisa Isaac. Entering his second year in the National Football League, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. News from the nest, Adisa Isaac, you heard it, Vinny, talking about the hiccups or bumps in the road, whatever we want to use as a cliche, which affected greatly his rookie season. But let's go back to his days in college and what the expectations are for him, year two, health permitting him.
Yeah, now Adisa was a fifth-year senior at Penn State. And the reason for that in 2021, what he was talking about, he tore his Achilles in 2021 and he missed the season. Now, this kid's 6'4", 247, ran 4.74, which is it great? Nope. Is it good? Yeah. Yep. And he's got 33 7/8 arms, so you like the arm length. That's good arm length. 34.5 vertical. It's good. That's good. 10.3 broad jump. Good. You know, it's not off the charts, but it's good. 2019, he played 11 games as a reserve, had 14 tackles, 1.5 sacks. And in 2020, 9 games, 13 tackles, 1.5 sacks. And like I said, in 2021, he tore his Achilles. And then he came back in 2022, started all 13 games, had 28 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. All right, so year two after that Achilles, started all 13 games, 37 tackles, 16 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks. So that was a nice jump for him. Strengths, he's got good size. Effort is off the charts. Athletic ability, he shows a burst. He can drop into coverage. Quick takeoff, good initial punch. Closes down quickly on the backside versus the run. Shows the ability to bend the corner. Uses his hands well to shed. Keeps feet moving in pass. He can find a ball in a run game. He can punch, lockout, shed. Strong. Has some power on the bull rush. He was captain. Good on stunts. Excellent motor and football smarts. Weaknesses, little hip stiffness. Needs to work on some counters. Needs to get stronger and bigger in the lower. Needs a better anchor in the run game. Now, in summary, this kid plays with a great motor. Has some pass rush skill. And with Chuck Smith's help, will develop counters. He needs to get stronger in the lower. But does decent job in run, especially from the backside and slanting. We'll need more bulk setting the edge. We'll struggle in covering with hip stiffs. I like him as a rusher. Strong, quick hands, relentless, and productive. You know, and what have we, you know, and you say, okay, has he got better? I don't know. You know, has he gotten better? You know, he's gotten a little thicker in lower body and stuff, and we're going to see. I mean, last year, he missed so much time with, I think it was hammy, you know, and then he got back and then he hurt it again. So, I mean, we never really got a chance to see him. And I, you know, what we saw at the end of the season, you know, that's not him. We're basing it all on this year. When we get the pads on in a couple weeks now, get the pads on. And then August 7th or August 5th, and that practice versus the Colts, all that kind of stuff's going to be big for him. And we get a chance to see, you know, him rushing the passer. And because of the addition of Mike Green, and Mike Green is not going to be a run defender, so he's going to be that guy that comes in a nickel. So what does that do for Isaac? Isaac has got to be able to play the run. Otherwise, how much rushing time are you going to get if Mike Green is third?
Isaac versus Ajabo, though, where do you stand in regard? Is he a bubble guy? Only year two in?
I would say no. And the reason being, Bob, is Ajabo, this is year four. I mean, it's a pooper get off the pot for Ajabo, you know, because he's a free agent after the season. So with Isaac, you know, we really haven't seen him. So I don't think so. You know, I think he's solidified on the 53 with Ajabo. Ajabo got to, like, be off the charts in camp, preseason games. You know, he's got to be like, damn, now that is what we saw at Michigan. Otherwise, I think he'll be gone.
Yeah, Isaac, four games, two tackles last year. For the Ravens, it is rookie season. News from the Nesbitt at 81.057 to Penn. Another second-year guy with maybe bigger hopes, TJ Tampa.
Yeah, I really like this guy. TJ's from Iowa State. He was a senior also. He's 6'1", 190, ran 4.52. 32 and an ace arm, so he's got good length. In 2020 at Iowa State, 9 games as a reserve, had 5 tackles. 2021, 13 games, 5 starts, 18 tackles, 3 passes broken up. 2022, 12 starts, 40 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 1 interception, 9 PBUs, quarterback rating against him, 70.7. In 23, 12 starts, 44 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions, 7 PBUs, quarterback rating against him, 54.8. He had hamstring surgery, no combine. So when he did his workout and stuff, he ran 4.52. I'm guessing now that he's over that, he will run, play faster than that. His strengths, he's got good size, good length, shows good hands. He's physical, a hit, smart in zone, likes to throw body around, long arms help with deflections, quick read and react in zone, good reading quarterback in zone, good eyes in zone, good ball awareness, plays with passion, uses hands and length and press, uses hands to get off blocks well, has good ball skills, weakness, time, speed, little high in his pedal, catch-up speed versus big speed, change of direction versus quick receivers, must wrap consistently, will gamble and take risk on the ball. In summary, TJ has good height, size, build, and arm length, and he uses all those traits. He'll need more coaching to develop in man-to-man and his pedal and tackling wrapping, because at Iowa State, a lot of zone stuff. He's tough, physical kid, plays with passion. He's a player, may fit better with team that plays zone and use him to press. How will he hold up versus elite speed and quick pro receivers? That's my question. And what I saw last year at training camp, Bob, deep speed, catch up, same type of thing. But, you know, in the OTAs and the mini camp, had a couple intercepts. He plays the ball extremely well. He's got good hands. He's got good size. I love the kid, and I think he's going to help them a ton this year. And they've got him playing on the outside a lot, so we'll see. And we'll see if he can hold up. But, you know, I mean, if we know it, other teams know it, they know it, you got to protect him, you know, on that deep speed stuff.
Yeah, TJ Tampa, one of the more intriguing guys for the Ravens. They have the best secondary, we think, in the NFL, at least on paper, and he's going to be a part of it. We got more of that coming your way. NFL lunch style later in the show. Coming up next, let's count some late week money and talk about the sports subjects of this day. Buy or sell right now, Orioles and Mets, top of the first. Charlie Morton, a couple of strikes away from getting out of a first inning jam. Hopefully he does. When we return, Daniel Oyefusi joining us at 12:30, talking about the Browns. They're predicted last, rightfully so, in the AFC North. But is there a sleeper in there somewhere?